Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan, joined by Jay Levin. This is our fourth and final installment in the series. What we're doing is assuming a couple of things. Number one, that the NHL is indeed coming back to finish the 19-20 season. And number two, we don't really know what the playoff scenario is going to be or if they're even going to finish the regular season. So we have to kind of grant those two things in order to talk about it. But Jay and I have been talking about, by division, what team has been helped the most by the break. And then we talk about one at the end that maybe has been hindered the most by the break. But Jay, the Pacific Division, kind of an oddball case for us. I think you and I are going to end up picking the same team here in the Vancouver Canucks. But when I look at this division, and I mean, it was in the regular season that was all over the map. It's hard for anyone, I think, to get a true read on what you can expect night in, night out from, well, pretty much anyone.
Yeah, it, you know, definitely not what you would have expected preseason. Would not have pegged the San Jose Sharks for being in the basement of the division. I think most people expected Anaheim and LA would probably be in a little bit of a rebuild phase this year. San Jose is definitely caught people by surprise for how much they've struggled. Calgary was really good last year, but I think a lot of people looked at that as maybe a little bit of fool's gold. So them being back up near the top, I think has surprised some people. But those five teams, Vegas, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, Arizona, have all been pretty tight through most of the season. We're seeing a little bit of separation there from Vegas and Edmonton to a lesser degree up at the top. Calgary, Vancouver, Arizona, all very tightly bunched right along the playoff cut line, both for number three in the division and in terms of one of the two wild card spots. As you alluded to, I think we both agree Vancouver Canucks, probably the team that makes out the best of this. You know, they were a team that it was scuffling a little bit heading into the break, 2-5 in their last seven games, 6-9-2 in their last 17 games. A lot of that had to do with, especially the last seven games, it had to do with Jacob Markstrom being hurt, missed the last eight games, but, you know, should be back in time for the restart. Thatcher Demko really, you know, had a chance to showcase his abilities during that, and he fell flat, in my opinion, in net. So for Vancouver, being able to clear their head, being able to get their starting goaltender back, that's a huge difference in my book.
I agree with you, and I think for many of those reasons. But, I mean, Markstrom was having an MVP-type season for Vancouver. They are sitting at that number four spot because of him, and they're 1 point behind Calgary because of him. And it's as simple as that to me. So he's really carried the Canucks, and they will go where he takes them. So since you talked about Vancouver, and I agree with much of what you said, Arizona, as you had mentioned a little bit earlier, is a team that I'll just talk about a little bit here because I feel like the Coyotes, man, they're getting it's a bad break for them right now, just the way everything is working out, because this is a team that needed to find out whether Taylor Hall was going to work. Would he work long-term? Would he be interested in coming in? What could Taylor Hall do if this team got to the playoffs? They were kind of in and out. Obviously, they lost. When you lose your starting goaltender, anybody loses their starting goaltender is expected to falter a little bit. They did. But the Coyotes were kind of poised now heading into the break to put it back together. In that way, I think the break really did hurt them. But if they can get everybody healthy, coming out on the other side of this, and there is going to be a run-up to it, if the Coyotes can get things together, and maybe we've talked in other pods about having a training camp-type experience for players, and I think that would help Taylor Hall and their as their big acquisition, even though he's had more time with that team than anybody else does, it's a chance to push the reset button. It's a chance to figure out what direction you want to go with this team and maybe re-implement a few things. So I'll honorable mention Arizona as someone I think the break could definitely help. And I'll also mention Vegas because I feel like the Golden Knights had surged back to where I felt they should have been, and maybe it'll help Marc-Andre Fleury to get a little bit of a rest, although that guy loves the work, but I think Robin Lehner was an excellent acquisition for them. they were kind of putting it back together. And I think that that's where they're going to be. And having this pause will probably help them establish themselves more coming out of whatever training camp scenario we have. So, Jay, anybody who you think that the break really hinders?
You know, I don't when I kind of take a look at the division. You know, maybe the San Jose Sharks, you know, a team that just sort of wanted to push this season, like, behind them and get through it and try to, like, you know, try to reconcile what went wrong and see how they can put things back together. And, you know, now all of a sudden that, you know, they're looking at, great, you know, we got to come back. We got to try and play out the string. You know, they don't have their own first round pick. So it's not even like, you know, taking a look at, hey, if we lose, we can get a better draft pick. You know, so it's kind of a pit of misery there in San Jose, you know, for lack of any sort of way of sugarcoating it. So I think for them just to have to kind of be reminded that, yeah, hey, this season's still going on, I think that kind of makes them the losing team by default.
I'm going to pick both Calgary and Edmonton. The Battle of Alberta is... It's been intense the last couple of years because these teams have been nip-tuck for playoff contention. This year, Edmonton led the division for much of the way before Vegas reestablished themselves up top just before the pause here. Edmonton, though, is a team that I think... And we've already heard Connor McDavid's been very vocal during this time off and time away, saying we just can't jump into the playoffs. We need to play games, some kind of schedule leading up to getting into it. If they get into it and McDavid's their leader and he's on record as saying, well, this is what we need and they don't get it, I'm worried about that. I'm worried about Mike Smith getting it started again for himself. I think at Smith's age that perhaps the time off is actually not good for him. He's a guy I think who needs to play a lot, although he does get injured a lot. Physically, it's probably good for him, but I don't know if he's going to be able to get it back on track quickly enough. Edmonton's still going to make the playoffs. Calgary still has a good shot at making the playoffs. But Calgary is another team that was wildly inconsistent, as you alluded to this year. I don't think that fixes anything. I don't think their -5 goal differential has improved just by sitting at home. I don't know that this helps them, and I think it takes away that little bit of momentum they had when we did hit the pause. I thought they were playing better hockey, but now that's all gone. That's all out the window. So that's our look at the Pacific Division. And I guess, Jay, just kind of an end question here. We don't know this, the NHL, if they're going to come back, if they're going to finish the regular season, but what does your gut tell you? Does the NHL finish the regular season off, then go into the playoffs, and what do the playoffs look like?
I think the NHL desperately wants to get back onto the ice, you know, and there are a lot of financial ramifications for getting back onto the ice. I think in my gut, we're not going to see a completion to 82 games. You know, I think that the NHL really wants to get to the playoffs as soon as possible. I understand what the players are saying, and I think they're right. Like, the playoff hockey is so different than regular season hockey. If you want to have any sort of legitimacy to the playoffs, you don't want those being the first games back after the break. You know, that hurts teams that were at the top of the standings, because you could get some, you know, some crazy bounces and some crazy results the first couple games back. So I think that there winds up probably being a compromise of maybe getting every team to about 74 games. You know, you could probably get there in about 2 weeks. So that gives teams a chance to get a couple games under their belt, to take some hits, to get the game action, to get the lungs going again, get practices going, build up you know, some rapport back with line mates before going into a playoff system. So that's probably where I think things come out, that you play a shortened season, play some fewer games. You do play a couple games, and then perhaps we see a little bit of an expanded playoffs, you know, maybe 4 wild card teams in each conference instead of just 2. and some sort of play-in series between those, you know, between those four. But I think we will be seeing some hockey here at some point this summer, and I think we're getting a little bit more hopeful that things will lead towards that direction.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and ignore everything I've said so far. And this doesn't mean my stance is changing. My stance is that I think they probably should just cancel the rest of the season, have the draft in June, free agency in July, go from there, and then plan to have a season next year. That's probably not going to happen. That said, if we're coming back to play, I think we're going to see expanded playoffs. I think you're right. The league, though, has to find the carrot for those bottom dwellers like the Sharks, like the Red Wings and the Senators to come back and play. There has to be a reason for them to want to suit back up for such a short period of time. Why go through a 3-week training camp to then play a week and a half, 2 weeks, especially if you're shortening the regular season? So unless the league figures out a carrot there, I could actually see them bringing back 24 teams, not 31. And maybe going from there, playing those teams for playoff seeding, if you will, and then going into the playoffs from there and figuring it all out and almost doing like a tournament style thing where you take your division leaders, go, okay, you guys are 1, 2, 3, 4, you're in. Everybody else, now we're going to play almost like mini tournaments to figure out who's going to get in. It's going to look weird this year. It's not going to be what we're used to, but the NHL is desperate to play hockey. I think we will end up playing hockey at some point. So I guess we'll see, Jay. And you know what? Commissioner Bettman is, you know, in the news here and there. Bill Daly's in the news here and there. And they just say, hey, we're not thinking about canceling. We're just trying to figure out how to fit it in. So at the end of the day, I think you're right. I think we do see some more hockey this summer.
I'm hopeful. And, you know, the sports fan in me, man, I would love to see the competition back. And, you know, it would be great to, you know, to be able to see teams back out on the ice, be able to talk about results after games, be able to see some playoff hockey this year, even if it is different. I mean, different doesn't mean bad, you know, especially for a one-year, one-off kind of system. Like, shake things up, put things in a little, you know, a little bit different, and, you know, you could find some real interesting changes there. And I'm interested to see what's going to happen. I do think, though, we need to hear something from the league within the next 10 days. I mean, otherwise, you're starting to push a time frame out that makes it a lot tougher to get things done. So I think at some point within the next 10 days, we'll, you know, I would expect to hear some more definitive news from the league offices.
I agree. The wheels must be in motion by June 1, no later, and they better have their plan set. Doesn't mean they have to start June 1, but it means they must have the plan in place and the wheels turning by June 1st. So, all right, that is Jay Levin. He is at Bowtie Sports on Twitter. I'm Tom Callahan at Callahan on Air on Twitter. And we thank you so much for checking out our series here in the Talking Puck podcast. Of course, we'll have more dropping for you throughout the weeks, and hopefully we're talking more about on-ice product. Also, don't forget the broadcast live Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Talking Puck TV on YouTube, on Twitch, and now on Mixer. So, Jay, here's to hoping we get to see some hockey soon.